transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
There is a regular survey that is done in the Christian world that keeps track of the number of denominations in the world. And as of recently, the number of Christian denominations is more than 45,000. Not 45, 45,000. 45,000 different answers to the question, who is Jesus Christ? We, Orthodox Christians, are one of the 45,000. We are the second largest in the world. Of course, the Roman Catholic Church is also one of the 45,000. All these different answers, my brothers and sisters, has led to confusion in the world. Who is Jesus Christ? And this morning's gospel brought to us special for the Sunday of Orthodoxy, our first Sunday of Great Lent, reminds us of exactly who Jesus Christ is. We see that Christ is encountering and gathering his disciples. And it says that Philip went and found his friend Nathanael. And he says to his friend, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." So Philip goes and he gets Nathanael. Why? Because he knew his history. He knew the scriptures. He knew the traditions of the Old Testament. He knew that the Messiah would someday come. And he was waiting and he was prepared for him. And so when Philip saw Christ, he knew he had to share that good news with his friend. So he went and got Nathanael. Now, Nathanael also studied the scriptures, knew his Jewish customs and traditions. Nathanael challenges Philip because he knew, can anything good come from Nazareth? And Philip said, come and see. Another invitation to come and see God in the flesh. You see, my brothers and sisters, that's what we are celebrating today, the Sunday of Orthodoxy, the truth of Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ but God himself having taken on flesh? Philip knew it. Nathanael knew it. And Jesus says of Nathanael, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael. Christ knew him before he was even ever introduced to him. Christ says, before even Philip told you I was here, I saw you sitting under the fig tree. My brothers and sisters, he knows us. He has known us even before we were brought into the church and introduced to him. This is the truth of Jesus Christ that we celebrate today in a very special way. Today, the Sunday of Orthodoxy, we celebrate the restoration of holy icons into the church. Centuries of arguments in the history of the church And today we commemorate once and for all that the icons belong in the church. But there's a very particular reason we do so. Because Jesus Christ came as a real human being. And so I like to say, if you've ever been to a museum and we see statues and paintings of all of these ancient figures, because they were real, we see statues of Julius Caesar, we see paintings of Alexander the Great, because these were real people. And it occurred to me one day years ago, one of the reasons that we insist on having icons of Jesus Christ is to prove to the world that he was real. Imagine if we didn't have a single icon of Jesus Christ. By now, after 2,000 years, people thinking that they think they're smart, they would say, you really think if he was real, there's not even one drawing above him? There's not even one picture? This is the importance of icons. To show to the world the truth of Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, it is not an accident that we have this truth. Philip knew his history, and Philip called and went to get his friend Nathanael. And down over the centuries, this truth of Jesus Christ has been protected and handed down to us. And we too, when we were little children, or maybe even as adults, we were called by our friends and our family to come and see and behold the real God alive in the flesh. You see, God is here with us. He is real. In a few moments, we're going to celebrate Holy Communion, the actual body and blood of Jesus Christ. This is truth. Those other 44,999 other answers to the question are missing part of the truth. I'm not saying that the other 44,000 denominations are 100% wrong. Anyone who preaches Jesus Christ is on our side. But we Orthodox, we have to remember that handed down through these centuries, protected by the Holy Spirit, is the full truth of Jesus Christ. He promised to his disciples, and I wrote this in your bulletin, that the Holy Spirit would come upon the holy disciples, Christ said, and he said, will guide you into all truth. No one else in the history of the world had that guarantee from God. None of the other denominations have that guarantee from God, but the Orthodox Church has it. And so we can put our trust not in me, but in the holy apostles. And if the holy apostles tell us something is true, then it is true. If the holy disciples and holy apostles taught us to live a certain way, then we can trust them to live a certain way, because God always fulfills his promise. This is the joy of this morning's gospel. This is the joy of orthodoxy. This is why Christ says of Nathanael, behold, an Israelite indeed in whom there is no deceit. My brothers and sisters, we want to be called the same from God. We want to be called true believers. We want God to look at us and say, there is a Christian of truth. But do we live it? Do we live what we say we believe? This is where I am afraid we fall short. We say we believe in God. We say we believe that Christ is the real living God. But we don't always live as if we believe it. We are so easily distracted by the temptations of the world. And this again is where, my brothers and sisters, I invite us all to go and be inspired by the dedication of the holy apostles. They dropped everything and followed Christ. They risked everything to follow him into the wilderness even. And we know that all, with the exception of John the Evangelist, all of the disciples were killed because they believed in God. They were willing to give it all. So during our great Lenten journey, the church asks us to give a little something. To give, as St. Paul says, our bodies as a living sacrifice. We're asked to fast, not because fasting is going to get us into heaven, but because fasting is our way to give ourselves to God. We're asked to take care of the poor. We're asked to take care of His church. We are asked all of these challenges of Great Lent, not so we can check off boxes, so that we can practice living as if we believe who Jesus Christ really is. And so, having finished 1 week of our Lenten journey, we have plenty of time ahead of us to refocus our attention. So my challenge for all of us this week, my brothers and sisters, is to do a little more this week than we did last week. I'm sure everyone tried something. Let's try a little harder this week to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to God, to become witnesses of His truth. Because we're going to walk around with pride of our holy icons, we should at least live as if that is a truth in our hearts, as real and true Christians, as Christ calls Nathaniel. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.